IVM.
When the world appears to be swirling around you, when you feel like you are in the middle of a storm, this is what you need to do. Welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. The podcast where we evolve into the best versions of ourselves, one awesome habit at a time. Today's episode is about the habit of stillness in a chaotic world. We live fast lives, eat fast food, wear fast fashion, and want fast cars. Everything seems to be happening faster and faster. It is easy to be caught up in this cyclone of life where everything is chaos and being uprooted around you. We become part of this chaos. We become part of the destruction, or we get destroyed in the process. The key is to realize that at the center of every hurricane is the eye. The eye of the hurricane is where there is calm. The winds swirl around and are unable to reach the center, making it calm. Norman Vincent Peale, I'm a big fan of his, said, "The cyclone derives its power from a calm center, and so does a person." Hence, as your habit coach, I want to give you three ways to be still in the middle of a storm. The first habit is to calm the reactive mind. And we don't do this by chanting Om or meditating in a corner somewhere. We do this by observing our perceptions of the world around us. You see, most of the trouble we create is by jumping to the perceptions we have about things around us. We need to learn how to empty our minds and all these perceptions. As humans, we take our past learnings and apply them to events taking place around us. If an ex-partner of us is cheating on us, we often take that feeling and think of all future partners as the same way, as cheaters. And these perceptions prevent us from actually seeing the truth behind the happenings. What is the truth behind the present? Now, when you do this, stillness comes back to our mind. When we hear and feel things as they truly are, completely in the present. This new partner is not the same person as the last, and it would be wrong to judge them in that way. Whenever I start feeling overwhelmed by a situation, I look around and ask myself, what am I perceiving? Can I just see things as they are? Can I see the truth in the situation and not my past that is creating this anxiety or this agitation? The second habit of stillness is the stillness of our mouth. Many of us are in the habit of constantly talking. If we are with people, we talk, 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 talk. If we are alone, we keep talking to ourselves. We need to realize that every time we speak, it is a thought that we've had that is being spoken. And that means there are so many thoughts that are constantly going through our minds that we need to keep speaking them out aloud. During the lockdown, I started doing a verbal fast on Sundays. Every Sunday, I would do what is called a Mon Vrat. I would not speak to anyone. I would try and not even gesture to things. Only if it was absolutely necessary, I would write down on a piece of paper. And definitely no WhatsApps or phones. It was like a pause from life. The day slowed down and it felt absolutely amazing. I realized just how much nonsense we speak every day. And my speaking habits changed dramatically. Now, I choose carefully if something needs to be spoken about or not. If something needs to be reacted to or not. Stillness in your words goes a long way in improving your communication with people as well. So stay quiet in the eye of the storm. The last stillness habit is about stilling the body. This is because when you still your body, your mind becomes still. When your body is agitated, your mind is agitated, constantly shaking. Through the day, I find opportunities to freeze my body, almost become like a statue and sit without moving. I remember in school, we used to play a game called statue. We had to keep our fingers crossed like this. And if our fingers were not crossed, someone would come and say statue to us. And we would have to freeze in whatever position it was. It could be walking or even digging your nose. Imagine right now that you've turned into a statue. But the trick is not to force yourself to move. The trick is to be relaxed and so you don't move. Now, if your goal is to be still, and achieve that level of stillness that we're talking about, it becomes important for us to just relax into that stillness, not force it. Now, when you combine all these habits through the day, stillness can finally return to your life. Remember that you do not need to find the perfect environment to practice stillness. You can do it in a stressful meeting, when your car is stuck in traffic. Let the outside world twist and turn and be a mess. You need to practice the habit of stillness inside. Now, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am at ashdindoc on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, awesome180.com. Now, I have just published my first book. It is called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Please do check it out on Amazon and wherever else you get your books.